Good people, what's going on? This is your boy, Allison West J Media. I am coming live from Allison West J Media Studios, and tonight, we ain't got no guests. We don't want no guests, we don't need no guests.
Right.
Because, you know, I got the new co-host of the media show with me, the lovely Coco's World.
What's happening?
We were thinking, like, since it's two of us, we ain't all got to have nobody to talk, because, you know, both of us like to talk. We don't get into the shit that's been popping this for over the last few days on Allison West J Media, Instagram page, and some shit you may not like, but it's okay. Coco, anything you want to say to the people?
I want to thank you again, Big, live in front of the people.
Don't do that.
Let y'all know. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, I'm sensitive.
Yeah, you know, this was something new for me, you know, and you brought me and you trusted me. Sit on your platform, get in on your platform, sit at the table.
But you're talented, though.
Thank you.
You're talented though. You know what I'm saying?
So, but I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate it. I'm not used to receiving love. I have a problem, you know, because of my childhood.
You need to get used to it because I show love all the time.
Yeah, exactly. She's a hoe. Not used to that either, you know. Good, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. See that? See that, good people? And I don't even wear deodorant.
Oh, God.
No, I don't. But listen.
You ain't started sweating yet because I don't smell nothing yet.
No, you know what I'm saying? No, even when I sweat, because I don't think that deodorant goes for everything's not for everybody. So I can sweat and I won't get musky because of my pH balance. I keep that anyway. If I keep that good, you know, ask your baby, well, not your baby mama, but ask these nigga baby mama, they know about me.
So Big sweating water over here.
No, I'm not sweating.
Aquafina over here.
Aquafina and Church's Chicken. Tomorrow. Shout out to the folks on West Chapel. I will be there tomorrow. Now, I want to get to the first thing I want to talk to you about. Okay. There was a big controversy this week about the cop. I'm not mistaken, where he hid some stuff, but he, like, it was a cop that the dude probably had an accident. What happened with that?
I gotta think about the. I can't remember the name, y'all. Don't judge me. Pull it up for me.
Okay. You don't know the name when I'm looking up.
Wait.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Should we do cop lie?
Hold on.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
You found it.
I think it's Ronald Green.
Ronald Green, that's it. Ronald Green.
Okay, yeah. So this is a real messed up situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the details, but I do know, like, what I did read. The officers they were on a chase or something, and mm-hmm. the guy, I guess it ended maybe in an accident, or I don't know if he stopped or what, but they mm-hmm. told the family that he died in a car accident, you know, when mm-hmm. after the chase or whatever. But now video footage is showing that they basically beat the man, you know, tased mm-hmm. him a whole bunch of times, just dogged him, you know.
So how did they find out that it was kept?
So it was the body worn footage from the police.
Body cam.
Yeah. And the crazy thing though is they've had the body cam footage for a couple years, like since it happened. But they just now releasing it. Mm-hmm. So my question is why?
Well, you know, I want to say something. I want to say this, and I want y'all to know that Coco had nothing to do with this statement, and the other people that work at Allison West J Media had nothing to do with the statement. It's Biggs talking.
Oh Lord.
The white man do what the fuck he want to do when the fuck he want to do it.
Well, I second that. I stand behind that one.
Them
too.
Goddamn C words. Coco here, I gotta respect it now. So y'all get a clean bid. That's some bullshit. 2 fucking years?
Yeah. And it's crazy. And you know, but one thing that stuck out to me when I watched the footage of the video, what I really feel like, and I mean, it's no excuse, it don't make it right, but you can see the fear in those mm-hmm. cops, man. They so scared of the black man. Mm-hmm. Because we're strong people, you know, and I think they felt threatened. You know, mm-hmm. when he wasn't really resisting. They mm-hmm. tased him. He mm-hmm. was scared. He kept telling them he's scared. Mm-hmm. He's telling them, you my brother.
Black folks scared of the police, bro.
Yeah. But they scared of us too. Yeah. But the difference is we both scared of each other, but y'all get to use y'all.
I misspoke. Black folks is scared of more than one police. One police officer's ass, we'll whoop his ass. We'll kick ass. But 4 or 5 of y'all in them pistols, niggas do get a tendency to be nervous.
Yeah.
Cause y'all, we wind up dead when we buck too hard. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the family, man. We're praying for y'all.
Praying for y'all.
And hopefully y'all sue their ass and get everything they need. Now, I want to get some shit that I found out. More than 150 missing kids were found in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm. Children between the ages of 14 to 18 were victims of sex trafficking. And they were engaged in other high-risk activity. You know what I'm saying? So, they found them. You know what I'm saying? In North Carolina area, they did a sweep. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to say this, man. To you little fast-ass kids, man. Do you think you're grown? Now, I'm not blaming them.
I was finna say that.
Let me say that. Once again, this is Alton West J Media talking. This is Big talking. It's nobody else. It's not Coco, nobody else. These kids is grown and fast as hell. They growing up fast. And some people out here, they will run circles around you mentally. They would take you, they would use you, and they would abuse you. I do not condone no man using kids for this type of bullshit. But children, I pray for you. As a parent, please listen to your kid. Please listen to your parents' children. And please stop trying to grow up so fast. Because people out there will take advantage of you.
I get what you're saying. And I'm going to say this. I get what you're saying for some of those kids, because it is some little girls. I've worked in middle schools. I work with kids, and it is some little girls that's a little hot. Mm-hmm. But you can't blame them. Why you think they the way they are? That's coming from them. Not
because they don't listen to their mom and daddy.
No, a lot of the moms and daddies ain't telling shit. A lot of the moms out here on Instagram showing they ass doing shit.
Shout out to all them lovely ladies that out there that entertain us. Let's do our rough running.
But I'm just saying, a lot of these kids don't have, like, these little girls are out here doing all that. They seeking something. Mm-hmm. They looking for something that they not getting at home. Mm. So you can't blame them for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I blame the adults. Kids are kids. Kids shouldn't have to worry about real life shit that we worrying about. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I blame the adults. I blame the parents. And I also blame these fucking nasty ass, perverted ass men who out here. Sick as hell. Sexual predators.
What happened to that show? To catch, what was it?
Oh, that was good. They need to bring that back.
I couldn't ever watch that shit.
Why you gonna watch it?
I used to watch this shit. I used to love to see them catch them little goddamn little fat white boys.
Put their face on the screen.
They used to catch little fat, little geeky white boys, and he gonna meet a little 12-year-old and 13-year-old. I used to love. Somebody seeing a white man getting locked up just do something to my psyche.
I wonder if they stopped the show because some of they folks started complaining. Yeah, they were getting caught. You know,
I think the show got caught up with some sex shit. Then they put a girl on him. He got caught with some old sex stuff. Yeah, I think he got caught with some old sex stuff. So shout out to the guys out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Save those kids, man.
Praying for the families and stuff.
I want to say the disclaimer before I get to the second, so I get the third story, Coco. Now, to all you nasty women out there, this is disgusting.
Wait a minute.
A South African woman becomes first to marry two husbands under a new law. That is disgusting. That is something no woman should be caught dead doing.
I wouldn't do it because, you know, I'm not going to be laying down with multiple men and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But again, to each his own. And I feel like you can't judge her. If a nigga do it,
A man is designed for multiple women. A woman uterus is designed for one man only.
Says who?
Says God.
Which
The Bible say take her and be fruitful and multiply. It don't tell her take them men and be fruitful and become a dirty slut whore.
Whatever, the double standards.
And they look gay as hell anyway.
They do look a little zesty. But you know, different cultures.
People saying they twins.
Different cultures.
Look at this man looking at Kate. Come on. Y'all see this? Look at that. They zesty. You can find all this stuff on Alton West J Media Instagram page too. Now go to the media show page. It's a little more tame.
We got that one on the media show.
So some of the comments on there, women are saying it ain't disrespectful. It's kind of lit.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, all the guys are coming and saying they look gay. Them niggas bitches. They gay as hell. You know, yes, you know, a lot of women say it's about time, and I just want people to know that I'm all for women having power. Why there's certain things that... Is this considered poly?
Well, it should be. It's the same thing. This poly doesn't specify man or woman.
Mm-mm. I'm not with that. I just think it's so disrespectful to all the hardworking black men out there who's trying to take care of their families.
It's a polygamy. The practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. So it goes.
Oh, nah.
Yes.
They don't put nah. That ain't no polygamy.
That's in Webster.
No, okay.
Yeah.
He invented the word, right? He invented words, right? Who invented words? Did Webster do that?
He invented a dictionary.
A dictionary. That's what it was. Dictionary.
The dictionary.
Okay, so the next thing that been against more views on the page the last couple days is been, you seen the guy? Did you see the guy who he was going to go out with his friends and he gave his girl all the money so she wouldn't call and nag him? He gave about like $3,500. So.
What he did? Shit.
My question to you, Coco, is, first of all, are you a nagger? So if your guy going out, do you bug him? Is you going to be one to text him saying, is he okay? You going to do all that fake shit y'all do?
Okay. At one point in time, I was the ultimate nagger. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. But that was before I knew myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now that I know myself a little bit more, I ain't going to say I ain't going to nag at all. And honestly, I don't know, because I got to be in a relationship to know. But yeah, if I feel a little urge and I want to reach out and see what's going on, yeah. But I ain't going to nag, because I feel like if I have to nag you, I don't need you.
He gave her $3,500 not to call him, nag him, or bother him.
And I take it. And I leave him the fuck alone.
I want to say something to Hector. Hector, you done fucked up now, buddy.
No, Hector, I think that's...
Let me tell you why he done fucked up. Me by somebody who is a polygamist. And who have dealt with women, you know what I'm saying?
You the type of person that need to be... Well, if you're a polygamist, you definitely need to be doing that right there. Give her some money to keep her busy so she can go out and do it.
First of all, it's 11 o'clock at night. And see, my dad told me something. Don't start now, you're not willing to continue. Because every time you go out, she's going to be expecting you to... Shit, no, I don't give a fuck what profession you're in. I want to introduce you guys to a word. Slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, the trap might be slow. The restaurant might be slow. The truck might be slow. The IT company. Everything have a slow period. You know what I'm saying? And when you want to go out with your boy, just go out for a few drinks. It might catch you a little something for the night. Mama want her money. So
she gonna understand. If that's your girl, she understands shit slow. So instead of giving me 30,
what is the point in nagging the nigga anyway? I've told women all the time. It's nothing you can say to me gonna stop me and put my dick in this bitch if I wanna stick my dick in this bitch. Why call me and nag me? All you doing is making me wanna fuck the whole more.
And you know the sad part about that is, you tell the truth. I had to learn that shit the hard way, though. I had to learn it the hard way. Be stressing myself out, called blowing this nigga phone up, and he ain't gonna answer because he out here fucking off.
I'm the type gonna answer. Yeah, what's up?
And then gonna call you when they leave. You gonna answer?
Hey, Sean, shut up right quick. Hold on. Yeah, what's going on, baby? Yeah, okay. I'm being. Yeah, call you right back. Yeah. Now, I'll be there. I'll be home later. Hey, you call me every dirty motherfucker, and I'm saying it was old me now. Dirty I want to say this because everything in my wife name right now. So, the old me, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how I would do. Now, since I have been trying to do better, I'm looking for another wife. I'm looking for no hot yacht cop. So, don't stay out my DM, you beautiful ladies. So, I understand, but my buddies, I be like, damn, man, I know some of my friends, bro. They cannot go anywhere that girl FaceTiming them, calling them. Man, those shots of girls are live from the ratchet, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a situation of the night where, and the girls on our show, Boonie, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy called him, right? And if they didn't answer, the guy was going to blow the phone.
Oh, yeah. That did happen. They was.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, niggas be nagging too.
I ain't a nagging nigga. I'm gonna call two times. I don't lie. I'm a double dial. I'm gonna call back. If you don't call back, it cool. I ain't tripping because I ain't answer phone when you call no more. I'm pushing on plan. I give you about 24 hours.
So you playing game?
I ain't playing. No, you playing game?
You playing game?
Cause as a man, when I call your phone, you pull the answer.
What are they doing? Something? What are we busy?
Exactly. That's why I called twice to let you know. Hey. Call me back. I need to talk to you.
What's the time frame in between these talk twice? Because if they doing something, they would do. Well, if you call back within 2 minutes.
Well, how I do my thing is, if I call you, you got an hour to call me back. Because I don't give a fuck what you doing.
Do you give this disclaimer? Do they know this?
No. See. What my wife is, I got 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I got 10 minutes. Okay. I got 10 minutes with my wife. I got 30 minutes with my baby. Because my baby mamas, they going to call until that motherfucker go dead. They not going to stop. So it's like then I'm going to answer the phone with the bitch. The bitch just stop calling me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's up? Okay, cool. So what I learned is, I said, okay, you got it. That what's up. Say less. And I promise that kill every argument. Okay, that was up. You got it. My bad. Y'all was in the middle of something.
That's all we be needing.
Okay, cool.
All we need sometimes. Because, okay. I mean, my thing is, nigga gonna be a nigga anyway. Like you say, you still gonna fuck the bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just give me a little respect to acknowledge me a little bit if I do reach out.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like, don't be hanging, though.
What you hang?
Don't be hanging.
That shit is a two-way girl, street, though.
I'm a hater. I ain't gonna motherfucking lie. I'm a big hater. Especially if she mine.
Hey, you gotta practice what you preach, man.
I'm just saying, though, like, I'm a hate, but I'm not gonna go, okay, I'm gonna call it twice. I'm not finna be the nigga calling you 30 times because I know you over there with that nigga. I'm gonna text you twice. I'm gonna send that toxic ass text message. And they're gonna be that.
You know what? I got a friend, it's actually an ex. He won't call my phone at all. He won't text. He won't because he feels like.
How y'all communicate? You gotta call him.
If I reach out to him, because he feels like he don't want to hit my phone at all, and I'm with another nigga.
He gonna fuck with him.
Yeah.
How often do y'all talk? How often do you call him?
It depends on the time. Sometimes we might not talk for a while. Sometimes we might talk every day.
So you still don't love him.
Nah, I love.
Y'all seen that pause?
Because I want to get this right. I love him. I love everybody. Especially people.
Well, when a girl tell you she love everybody, bro.
Especially
she
people.
For the streets. Not saying,
no,
you know.
I love. That's what I'm saying. But I love everybody, and especially people who I've had relationships with. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a friendship, a romantic relationship, whatever. I love. You know, I'm still love. Mm-hmm. But I'm not in love with him. I'm really not. If I was, I'd be with him.
But you got love for him.
I got love for him.
Do you double dip?
What's that? What you mean?
What you mean?
Like go back?
Yeah, you still stick your head in the water.
We ain't messing around. I ain't messing around with him in some years.
Damn. What the fuck he got? I wouldn't call your ass either. Shit, whatever. Yeah.
Don't be
chilling. That was up. My dog holler. Shit. You ain't talking about no fucking. What are we doing? We grown.
That's the same shit he be saying, but I'm saying.
For real, he be saying. See, I'm a real nigga.
Listen, but I'm a pretty dope person. So
I understand that. Like, you are very charismatic, and you know all that shit sound good.
To a man,
if she ain't busting that coochie. Like 15-minute talk, man. Really? Unless your family. I mean, 15 minutes. What the fuck we gotta talk about? Cause I'm telling you something. Now, I ain't shit. Now, I wanna say this. I ain't shit. Uh-uh. But after 15 minutes, I'm talking to a bitch I know, and I say I know that pussy good. I got to say something. I gotta at least speak on it. Oh, what's up? Oh, you ready for round three?
But you know what? And if they did that, if my conversations with them was like that, we wouldn't be having conversations.
Oh, so he don't pressure you for sex. Okay. Well, I respect
that. He ain't hurt for it. You know what I'm saying?
I know he ain't hurt for it. You know, ain't no nigga hurt for it. Now, shout out to my boy. my boy named me Big Mac. My boy Big Mac. Big Mac ain't had pussy in 2 years. So, anybody, you know what I'm saying? My boy, he don't like bad girl. He said he ain't fucking man trash can. He wants something bad. He gonna hold out till he gets something bad. Shout out my boy Big Mac. And your lovely ladies, get him a DM. That's what we should do. We gonna hook Big Mad up with a girl. Okay. My funny girl from your gym or something.
Okay. Because
there's some baddies in her gym.
Some baddies at my gym.
Yes, sir. I ain't saying I've been on the page. Would they be on live or anything like that? I observed from the gym that I heard she work at. There's some nice looking eligible women in there.
Training with Jay, he giving out BBLs in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like he making it happen in the gym. PBE Sports. Shout out to PBE Sports.
Do Jay got any openers?
Training with Jay?
Yeah.
It kind of hard to get in with Jay. You will have to reach out to him to. But it's a lot of good trainers in the gym.
No. Because what you saying is, I need to get in there and see some of these BBL developing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to touch it.
Come on, pull up.
Okay. Now another thing we're going crazy this week about the girl that tried to piss in the water fountain.
First of all, that's what her dumb ass did. Why would you do that nasty shit?
Now, I don't know what kind of perk this hoe took, but what kind of bladder. See, you want them horse dick ass niggas that will have them. You get a fucking UTI, you don't beat that bladder to death. You can't hold that shit. You don't piss in a damn water fountain.
Why?
Would you hang with a girl like that? Do you know a girl would do something like that?
If I was with one of my friends, even if we drunk as hell and they tried to do it, I said, because that shit is unsanitary. That's just nasty. Some stuff is just nasty.
What a crazy place you have pitched at.
Okay, the craziest place is when I tried to piss in a cup in the car and then realized how much pee actually be coming out when you pee.
It overflowed.
Damn. So I tried to do that, but that's why I should have stuck to what I normally do. Piss on the side of the road, pull over, you know, in the neighborhood or something. Like, you know, girls do that sometimes. Well, I know I do. Me and my friends used to do it all the time. We leave the club.
So did you realize that you had filled the cup up before you finished?
No, while I was doing it, I knew I had a lot more coming in that damn QT cup. You know, the big QT cup. Don't judge me.
Hold on, good people. let me show you now. We talking about this big. She filled up a QT cup of piss.
I had to go. Damn. But you know, a lot of pee comes out, and you don't realize that when you actually doing it.
I guess I be holding water then. Because I don't think I can fill up a QT cup of piss. I be holding water.
You say you can?
Now one of the 32s, probably the 16 out. The 16 out.
I had a 32.
Damn. What you had been drinking all night though?
I had been drinking.
Yeah, that was alcohol.
And I had been holding it for a good
while. Yeah. That was the extra pee on your wall, loosening up and coming out. So now let's get into something else. The thing that really went crazy, like for the comments on my page was, did you see that's what that media page? The girl, I'm gonna play the audio.
Post that on your story.
Okay, hold on. See, can y'all hear that?
I ain't trying to be the bigger person.
I'm trying to be the bigger person.
No, the fuck. Bitch, your dick ain't even big. How you trying to be the bigger person? Record how you wasn't fucking me right earlier. Record how them back shots was weak as fuck. Ooh. Record how that was the worst sex I had in the history of having sex. Yeah. Record that. Since you be trying to be so fucking funny about everything and you want to show your Snapchat every fucking thing, record that, bitch. And save that to your camera roll. Post that on your story.
Damn. So, Ben, would you have cut it off at some point?
Oh, I just want to say this as a disclaimer. I would have slapped a hoe in the mouth, and the third was worried. Pop, it's just natural reaction. Cause bitch, you told me my back shot was weak as fuck, huh? And I'm sitting over here tired as a motherfucker. I gave you the best 9 minutes of my life.
Trash. She said that shit was trash.
My point is, I know she capped because she been. So my point is, Coco, as a woman, do you believe she was telling the truth? Do you believe she was capped?
Okay, I don't know. I feel like it could be cap because she know he recording and she trying to like she say, nigga, you always want to record some shit, so I'm gonna give you some shit to record. So she could have been putting on, but then I mean, she could have been telling the truth. Sometimes you can love a person and that shit might not be all.
Have you ever loved a person and it wasn't up to expectations?
Cause I'm in love. Like if I cause now. Yeah, not if I'm in my feelings about them. If I'm in my feelings, you're gonna enjoy it.
So you couldn't love a dude that's not adequate.
It would be hard for me to get
So, so because I don't put your business like we had cover all day. Like you, brother, you ain't even getting, you ain't even jumping off the bridge the second time, my boy. So I know you out the door. You know what I mean, you know.
I'm looking. Damn,
man. No. I didn't say that. That's between that. Don't nobody know what we talking about. You know, like, I'm just saying. Like, I just feel like women always go to that. When they get angry and upset, they always want to attack the penis.
The penis.
But I just feel like that's how you know you really got them putting that fucking shit out of her. Cause goddamn, she and her feeling, and she feel like they, she feel like sex they gonna hurt me, hurt you and shit. Cause I know women be cat. That shit was
so all my guys out here. I mean, it's a little truth to what he's saying. But sometimes when a girl tell you your shit is trash in an argument, it might really be trash.
It might be trash that day. But let me tell you something.
It might be trash all the time, bitch. Some girls fuck with niggas because of what them niggas can provide and do for them. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, just being honest, and they deal with the little, I deal with the little bit. You know what I'm saying? I deal with it, like, well, not me, but a lot of women will.
Okay, so. Coco, you know, I'm not, okay, so would you build a guy up? Say now that everybody getting these BBLs and stuff. He's saying, look, Coco, I really want to be your nigga. But look now, I wouldn't go have the surgery.
Okay.
He said he'll go get that lord.
I don't want him doing it for me.
No. But he love you so much that look, babe, you say I ain't you say I'm button. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't getting out the field. So at least I'm gonna spend these 9,000 and give me where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still fuck?
You say what I said, but if he go and get surgery?
Yeah, like I'm saying, but you know, you
like, gotta, if we were together.
No, say like he jumped off the porch.
And we talking.
And then, and like, you say, hey, that's it. I gave you a chance to ride. Want no bumps.
Oh, you saying we're home, but he's a good nigga now.
But he love you. Like, look, Coco, I really want to be with you, baby. Like, what the issue is? He gets you to tell him.
And I tell him it's the weight. What I tell him? What you mean?
You tell him that his sausage ain't adequate.
Ain't adequate. So, oh, you talking about getting surgery to get?
Yeah.
they do that.
Yeah.
For real,
yeah. Yeah, they do it. I want to play something right now. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to see something. Now. What camera? With that camera on? I want to tell y'all something. Okay. I'm not saying I would do it. You know what I'm saying? But I know niggas that would.
I mean, if I like him, I would.
So, but would
I would
you,
be curious.
So, would you continue to have sex with him until he had the surgery? Until you get the situation handled.
Is it until you get the situation? Why would I sit and torture myself? Why would I sit and be doing some shit that ain't benefiting me? Like, why would I keep what if it went right the first time? So you would keep on having sex with a female that and you feel like her shit trash?
No comment at all. I'm not gonna trick. That was a trick question.
Well, no, I mean back in your whole days. Not now. This is a newbie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not the new and improved.
Man, let me tell you. You know what I'm saying? I won't say son. I'm just gonna put it out there. Nigga
has
sex with trash push all the time.
Why?
It's easy. It's convenient.
But why you? Why you want
niggas ain't like, shit?
But if it ain't serving you, why look, you want it?
Listen, if the hoe with a good pussy don't answer the phone, let me go around here and fuck big booty Benicia. Go on and knock her down, get a little nettle, get a little pressure off my chin, and got come on back home. You know what I'm saying? Cause she easy. Now, so you saying you would fuck with him, but wait till after he gets surgery. This shit funny as hell to me. The last thing we're gonna get into, what we getting into? You seen the thing when the dude was on my page, the dude was bobbing and weaving, and he knocked the nigga out and buddy grabbed him. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell niggas outside, there is no rules and regulation in fighting. Buddy saying that the nigga tricked him, he thought the nigga was having a seizure.
Cause he grabbed him.
Look.
Ooh.
So Buddy grabbed. So the nigga who got knocked out thought Buddy was having a seizure where he was doing all that motion and shit. So he got knocked out.
No, you know he what I'm grabbed saying? Him because he about to. He knew he felt that swing, and he didn't want to get hit like that no more.
Yeah. So
he thought dude in the white was having a seizure.
Mm-hmm. He thought Buddy in the white was having.
No, that looked like he just didn't want to get hit no more. That he felt that one hit and was like, I can't take another one of them.
You think that what it was?
That what it was. Let me restrain this nigga before he swing over.
Well, you know, I've been saying a lot of topics, you know what I'm saying? So, Coco, get in. Say something that you've been saying out here. I can talk all day, you know that.
I mean, well, I know when I was, something that keeps coming up is all this, and I brought it up before the show, we were talking about all the violence and shit that's happening in the city.
As a mother, what are you telling your kids about the violence?
So... honestly, I honestly ain't had no talks. I talk to my son sometimes about, but we really, because they older. So I guess it's kind of like they already know what's going on. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're more informed. But I can honestly say I haven't talked too much. I tell them to try to stay safe. Like, my girls, I try to tell them, you know, I do keep the location on their phone so I know where they are. But I just try to tell them to stay safe. You know, watch their surroundings. Stay away from situations that don't seem right and don't feel right. But yeah, I just feel like it's crazy because, you know, being a native of the city, and you native too, right?
Grady, and baby.
Georgia Baptist.
Oh, you were the bougie.
I was bougie.
Yeah, okay.
I had insurance. I was
bougie. Nah, we had no insurance. We was in the trenches. It's okay.
Georgia Baptist Boulevard. But you know, and we're about the same age, you know, 70 babies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, putting your age out there.
Now you put my back. You want me to put your age out there? I put your age out there. She told you was in the 70s, so they let you know.
Whatever, I was at the end of the 70s.
Are you a cougar? Or you a mountain lion?
What's a mountain lion?
After a cougar.
Hell no, I'm just now a cougar. I ain't that old.
So you consider yourself a cougar?
I could be. Yeah. I could be. I don't prey on young men though. I don't just prey on babies.
Have you ever dated a baby before?
I've dated somebody younger than me.
10 years. That's a cool.
That's the lowest I'll go.
God damn.
That's the lowest I'll go. Cause my son is.
City of Cal County. See this?
My son is 25. So I couldn't, and my daughters are 21, so I couldn't date somebody who's like their age or around their age.
So he was 27, 28, you fucking with him?
No, 30, 31, 32, 32.
Okay. Would I have a 31-year-old wife?
I'm married.
Oh, so you looking for a bald boy? Somebody sling that back. Okay.
I'm looking for nothing.
I'm just saying if it came around.
I said I dated.
So are you the... No, we're going to leave. We're going to get off you. Let's get on that because I don't want to get too deep. Till your son got into it the other day. A little boy was fucking with him. And he went in the car and got his book bag. He was ready to get at it.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody was saying, why he go get... The book bag.
I thought he can throw him. I thought I saw him boxing the other day. He got hands.
Yeah, but I thought he went and got that book bag because he was going to hit him with the book bag. Had them spikes on it. People saying that they know damn well King and Ryan with no bleep.
No
bleep. He ain't, that boy ain't had no bleep. Y'all need to start saying that. Yeah. And you know, you got to understand it. These folk, kids are human. Yeah. And I don't give a fuck how much money you got. If you're a real nigga, you're a real nigga. If you ain't no sucker, you ain't no sucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like I'm a docile person too. But you're not gonna keep fucking with me either.
Right.
If you keep fucking with me. Right. And I wanna say, as King, we support you here. We salute you because you standing up for your motherfucker self. Don't let no folks over there at the school you go to try you like you know
right.
simp.
Right.
Fuck them little boy. They're jealous anyway.
Yeah.
Probably mad T.I. and his mama done fucked it. They fucked their mamas.
Oh God! What? Did you just go there?
You heard the rumors.
Oh
you
know God! What the did you just say that?
Hey,
okay,
what you mean?
Man.
Huh? Oh, we don't know what they were arguing about. Say that can't be true, though.
No comment. You say, I mean, anything can be true, but
I don't believe T.I. and Tiny had to rape nobody.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think a lot of...
or trick nobody. I don't believe that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, my opinion, and not taking away from victims of any kind of, like, sexual assault, abuse, or anything like that, my heart goes out and my prayers go out to, like, any women or men that's been, like, victimized. In that situation, and this is just my opinion, I don't know. I don't know the facts. I don't know the details. But from what I'm hearing, like, from what I heard, to me, I feel like, honestly, some women in these circles, and I feel like they may be opportunists in a way. And when they see a chance, you know, to be with a celebrity and they get starstruck and I get a, you know, it's, to me, I feel like some of them will be willing to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, and put themselves in certain situations. And so I just feel like in a way they kind of are to blame, because if you putting yourself in a certain situation and you saying somebody, you can say no. Like, some of the ones who are saying, like, you know, they was with them and they made them take drugs and they took their phone. Listen, me personally, if I'm invited to a celebrity's house, whatever, whatever, when I get to the door, if you tell me you got to take my shit, guess what I'm going to do?
You leave.
I'm leaving. You got a choice. It's
I'm
a choice.
I'm going to leave my phone in the car because I know what's going on with it. I'm there at a party.
But and that's my thing. But even if they start offering me shit, or if I get there and I feel like this vibe ain't right, and I feel like everybody in this bitch look like they zoned out and shit going on that I'm not with, I'm leaving. And I don't feel like I heard too many of the women. I don't know. I ain't heard all the stories, but not too many. I didn't hear anybody really just saying they were forced to stay at gunpoint or something like that. You see what I'm saying? So to me, I feel like you have
it's the vibe.
Yeah, I feel like you got a choice, and it's like I feel like they had choices. And they made their choices.
Yeah, you know, so, hey, man, shout out to Lil King for the stand up defending himself. Yeah. Me personally, I don't feel like T.I. and Tiny did anything to those girls. I just feel like same thing going on with them, going on with my boy Deshaun Watson. They always want to try to destroy you when you're doing something good. They all try to use a woman to destroy the black man. But get what? We here for them. But get what? Let me tell you something. Ain't now one of them niggas had to take no puss. I know that for factual because I know women. There's a few niggas out there, if you said that this was freaking shit like that, I would believe that. Now, so I would throw some nigga name out there, but Coco told me don't say that on there. So I will not do that.
Don't do it.
We just know who you are, though, nigga. Now, Coco, what's up with all these niggas on Instagram blowing up, dressing up like women? Like, I'm pretty much don't have enough. Like, I'm kind of like my fans and the people that inbox me, they be sending me the shit to repost, but I'm kind of over, you know what I'm saying, the nigga dressing up like girl shit. I think I went too far. Now, I love Instant Trey Day. I love
Kerwin Claiborne. You follow him?
Who?
Kerwin Claiborne.
Nah.
He's funny as hell. Like,
he dressed like a girl?
He do. And but it's funny. Like, it's funny. And he got, like, this raggedy wig he wear. So, some of them be...
So, you cool with it?
It's hard to say. I'm entertained by some of them, but then sometimes I do feel like it could go too far. You know what I'm saying? Like something like this, I don't think that's that bad.
No. Trey funny.
Yeah.
But like all Trey Day skits are not about dressing up like a girl. But I'm talking about them nigga that everything they put out is on some girl shit. I feel. Nigga, your crowd dresses, just say you wear the crowd dress.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe they
damn, my nigga, you can't be funny unless you a hoe.
Maybe that's their way of living out their dream. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, like, my nigga, if you're gay, speak up and say it. My nigga, we still going to fuck with you.
Maybe they easing into it. You know, it ain't hard. It's not easy to come out, you know, in this world we live in sometimes. You know, especially when you from certain communities. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what about, okay, so have you seen the new Mike Epps special yet? My Upshaw on Netflix, the Upshaws.
Yeah, I like it. That's the.
Oh yeah, I seen him. He always do gay shit. He always just like a girl. Everything he do is always just like a girl.
But so, I think that's his little lane. He found it.
I want show me your creativity outside of being a motherfucker.
Well, he do the voiceovers.
Okay.
His voiceovers are real good too.
Okay. I'm gonna watch
it. You
gotta look at it. Every time I send to him, I don't never post because every time he sends something with that nigga, he always with a wig on. My thing was, you know, Mike Epps is like my third favorite comedian, right? So he got his new show on Netflix. If y'all have a chance, it's Black Comedy. It's back. We had on Jamie Foxx show on Netflix. It's good. And Mike Epps show on Netflix. It's called The Upshaw. Mm-hmm. I forget what the Jamie Foxx show is called. I think it's Dad Stop Embarrassment or something like that.
Oh yeah, that was
that was good. And Jamie Foxx doing the characters. Yeah. But Mike Epps had an interesting topic to come on the show where he got three kids by this girl. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, outside child, right? Mm-hmm. But his son, he wasn't there. He was out there fucking hole doing his thing, you know, with their oldest son. So mm-hmm. him and his mama, they get together until Mike had kind of settled down and they had two little girls. Okay. Right. Make a long story short, his son is gay.
Oh, the older son is gay.
He's gay. So my thing here, me being my, I was like, damn. Because at first, I don't want to watch this shit no more because they got Mike Epps on the gay shit. Mm-hmm. But Mike Epps, he's so talented, I understood why he did it because that's something as black men, we're having to deal with now with our sons. Hold on. My sons is going to kick my motherfucking ass if I don't say the disclaimer. Ain't that one of mine. But, you know, that I have family members who, children... Oh. Who came out as bisexual, and I have family members whose sons are strictly gay, and we love and accept them all for who they are. You know what I'm saying, right? Now I won't say nothing homophobic on this show, not disrespectful, but I will say that it has been challenging for my family members. And it's not that they don't love their kids. It's just like sometimes parents just don't understand. It's not that how. They feel like they messed up. But they love the kid. Everybody come on to the house. We, you know, we all eating drunk shit. We don't, we don't trip on. So what's your opinion on that? Could you deal with your son coming out to you telling you he gay?
Definitely. I mean, not saying.
Would his dad be cool with it?
I don't know. I think his dad would still love him. You know what I'm saying? He's still gonna love him and accept him, but mm-hmm. I think it might be harder for him. Mm-hmm. It would be challenging for me to, because I mean, not gonna lie, as my son was growing up, that was something that, not that he showed any signs, but just mm-hmm. knowing that that's a potential, even with mm-hmm. my daughters, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, it's always a potential that your child could, this could happen. So I kind of would think about it in my head, like, what if? But my son, he's not. But if he would come to me, like, I'm gonna love him regardless. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I probably would love on him even more because I know how the world would probably mm-hmm. receive him and accept him or not accept him. So.
My thing is, now you know Ben can say some stupid shit. So let me guard my words. I'm learning to talk, right? My thing is this. When I was coming up, my parents' generation, they were homosexuals. But it seems like nowadays, it's homosexuals. Like this shit everywhere. And I want to know, chemtrails? Is it the diet? Where all the homosexual shit come from?
I think it's a mixture of one, like the influence, like we was talking about earlier. They putting it more out there more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like sex,
gender fluidity.
Yeah, but sex is just out there more. Even how provocative mm-hmm. the women dress. Like we've always had like mm-hmm. certain artists who will like dare to go far and do certain shit. But now it's like you gotta be doing more.
Yeah,
and doing the most in order to be seen or noticed, or you know, so I think it's a lot of exposure that these kids are getting from different people to make them kind of feel like it's okay. And also I feel like it was a lot of homosexuals back in the day, but they had to stay in the closet because they weren't accepted. So now I think as it becomes more accepted, more people are coming out and you see it more. So I don't know if it's necessarily more or if it's just that more people are, we're seeing more and people feel comfortable coming out more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just want to say that, man, we got to love our folks, man. You know what I'm saying?
And gotta love them.
We got to love our folks. And I want to be known, you know what I'm saying? Like,
cause I truly don't think people like all the time choose to be that way. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going for that. I'm not going for that.
I feel like I don't know. I just feel like some people like, I do believe when people say that this is not a choice. Because, like, why would
gay you... Being gay is a choice. Because, when I say that, and I want to say this, and I don't get too fucked about how nobody feel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it in my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
What's your opinion?
A man can decide and choose if you want to be fucked in the ass or not. Moving right along.
And you right, they can, but I'm just saying some people...
You don't have to get fucked in your ass, man.
But who would want to live the life that some of them have to live, being ridiculed and harassed and all that kind of stuff? Like, so I just...
I'm looking home... No, I'm going to shut the fuck up because I'm going to get banned. Okay. I'm going to get banned. And I love everybody. I just want to get rich like everybody else. I just want to buy my mama a house. I want to buy my old lady a Range Rover. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What you sorry for?
The bullshit I say. But that's just how I think.
Oh.
Moving right along. Now, let's get into the PPP.
Oh, listen, I wanted to go for that so bad, but the way my luck set up and how stuff worked for me, I always feel like shit. I'm that one that it don't work out for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like, and that's not a bad thing because I feel like that's God's protection. That's Him making sure and directing me in the right, you know, path. But I wanted that 20,000 or more. I just never. I didn't do it.
I thought you only get 10.
Some people talking about 20.
20.
I want you. What yours at, Big? Let me hold some.
Nah. Big ain't Big ain't did it. Even though I could do it, you know what I'm saying. I'm considering it, but it's just like I don't.
What made you not do it?
Oh, when they said it, everybody ain't gonna get it free. Some folks had to pay it back.
Right.
I don't want to be one of them niggas that had to pay it back.
So, and that was my thing. I remember somebody was telling me about before, like the PPP loan, where you could get back like 100 and some, whatever. You know, they was talking about like a lot of money. But the person who was gonna do it, she was talking about 30. She get 30, and then I get the rest. But I gotta pay this shit back. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna do that. Why would I get, you know, and they trying to make it seem like, but you still gonna get overset. I don't give a fuck. Why would I be paying on $30,000? Do you know how long it's gonna take me to pay that shit back? $30,000 for some money I never even received to pay you?
I wanna say this, and I wanna look into this camera. You do big a PPP. Too much you wanna say. You give me 100-something thousand. Talking about you want 30, you gonna have to do what you gotta motherfucker do to me. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta pay this white boy back. Come on with it, big dog. I'll shoot you some,
but not, you know, 30.
30? Boy, stop.
And then look, then when they come back looking for me, cause this shit ain't legit. When they come back looking for me, now I gotta pay the time.
You gone
chilling. Yeah, yeah. And
look, so I gotta give you 30,000 and not snitch on you. Okay, moving right along.
Okay. Look,
moving right the fuck along. I ain't saying I tell on you, but I change addresses, my dog. That's what I would motherfucking do. 30 motherfucking thousand. Boy, stop. Again, you nigga. Nah, let me stop saying that. Nothing. Hey, man, shout out, man. But I ain't seen any more money in a long time now.
Yeah.
I have not seen.
Yeah. But I
you know what I'm saying?
You know they got a list out with people's names and stuff. With the,
you know what I'm saying?
You heard about that?
What?
Where they got the list where you can see the names of everybody who got the PPP?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I went on the list a couple times. And I looked and seen.
So how do you think? Do you think that's gonna affect people?
Yeah. Cause, you know, you ask niggas, you can't ask somebody let you hold something. They be like, boy, I ain't got to watch you in the PPP. What? On my knee. Was you trying to rob me? Nah. I just want to hold something.
Damn, you give me an idea.
You know what I'm saying? You got to
look at the list. If I see any of my relatives or friends on this list, I'm finna be hitting y'all up.
But let me give your baby daddy talk. She going to see that one of them baby daddies got something? Cause if they do, they will begin several text messages, couple voicemails, and multiple calls and DMs.
All I can say is they better.
Somebody ask a question.
They better be glad my kids ain't babies no more, because I would be.
Oh, your youngest is how old?
16.
Okay. So by your kids being older, right? Like 16, 21, all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, your kid, your older son, he's 20, they're 20. So, because this is the dilemma. You know, my son come home in 2 weeks from today.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's my stepson. Yeah. So, do his mama and his daddy have to have some communication?
Who, my oldest man?
No, I'm saying, do you talk? Do you still talk to your baby daddy?
Yeah, if we need to, like my oldest three. Mm-hmm. The twins hit like 18, 19, once they were out of school, once the child support, all that stuff stopped, like we don't really have a reason to talk. But like,
oh, and you put them on child support.
That's a long story. We'll get into that like later on.
Yeah.
But I ain't one of them baby mamas. Mm-hmm. But no, we talk, like me and him can still talk. We can still be cordial. Like I love his family. His family is still like, I see them as my family too. Mm-hmm. So, but we just don't talk. We don't talk unless necessary. For my 16-year-old, same thing. Me and her dad, we only talk like if it's necessary for her. But yeah,
So basically, you let the kids talk to their dad.
Yeah.
So you and her don't talk at all.
Mm. Okay. And like I say, unless like me and my 16-year-old's dad, unless it's involving her, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because she's still young, she's still mm-hmm. Even my older kids though, like when they going through something or if it's something that I'm concerned about with them, I'll reach out to their dad. Like my older kids, I'll still reach out if it's something that concerns the kids. But we don't just talk like on the, hey, how you doing? How your life being?
Okay, I want to ask you one last question. We on the baby daddy shit. Okay, because that was a situation to where I was watching one of my homeboys on Instagram, right? Uh-huh. And he was over his he was on his baby mama house, right? With the husband that they got, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And he was in their refrigerator, right? You know what I'm saying? He went to the get something to drink, you know what I'm saying? He was talking to, you know.
Is that what they do anyway?
I'm just saying, like, is that what's going on now? Like, I wouldn't
feel comfortable going over to my baby daddy them house just in their refrigerator. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You would?
Mm-mm. So, like, not especially not because my daughter's father, like, he's married. So, I would never just go in their house like I just am comfortable and I live there.
So, do you go over there and chill with them sometimes? So y'all have like with his son.
If it's a birthday party for my daughter or
all y'all could be around each other and be cordial.
Yeah, we can be around each other and be cordial. It's kind of like why not though? Yeah. I think the only time people have issues like that is.
Are you cool with his wife?
We're cordial. Like we don't talk, but we're cordial. Like I don't have anything against her.
Okay. So see, my wife got a problem with the fact that my baby mama's called me. They don't call her. She want them to call her, and then she leaves me.
Sometimes that's too much. Like I don't do that. I don't go. I'll call him. I wouldn't call. Now if they ask me, like if he asks me, like, hey, moving forward, can you reach out? I don't got no problem reaching out though. Like I don't care. I feel like issues like that come up when it's still some feelings involved. Like if you still got feelings involved, if you still messing around with the person or something like that, that's when drama comes. I don't think like if you don't care about the person no more in that kind of way, I think you can have a civil relationship. Hmm. I would communicate with her if I needed to. Like if he said talk to her, I would as long as things.
You wouldn't feel chunked off.
I wouldn't care as long as you're doing what you need to do for my child. Like, cause at that point it's not about me. Any conversations I'm having with him or her is gonna be about my child. Yeah, B. Everybody ain't got that.
No.
Everybody ain't got that.
Let it go. Yeah, man. We'll see y'all next week. Yeah, but what the hell? Why? I just got out of the doghouse. She is tripping, man. You said you tried to throw me at a hoop in her. I just got out the damn house. I've been doing good this week, man.
I'm just saying.
I've been getting dinner every night.
I'm talking about the old bitch. Like you saying, I'm talking about the old bitch.
The bullshit bitch. I ain't bullshit.
Just the old bitch.
Hey, man. Hey, look. I tell them all the time. Look, man. Wife, you gotta be cool with wife if you wanna be cool with me.
Yeah, but I mean, if they
hey man, wife ain't happy, I can't be happy. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna be happy.
I ain't
gonna be happy. Wife ain't happy. I'm like, okay, get what? Bitch, you at home with your man. See, my underwear ain't getting white, huh? My dirty clothes ain't white, huh? I ain't got no groceries, huh?
You don't think they be doing what they doing, though?
Man, I just think women, sometimes women, y'all just don't give a fuck when y'all just don't give a fuck, like, about nothing else when it's an issue. You know what I'm saying? But getting the issue solved. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. There's some truth to that, because I can say, like, I would, but at the same time, like.
Because you feel kind of like, because everybody knows bullshit. They probably feel like I'm spinning them off to her to try to, because you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it don't be that. It's just sometimes you have to.
It's
I got a lot going on, so bitch, I don't have to every time she'll answer all the goddamn million questions. Cause my wife gonna go do the shit any motherfucking way. I ain't gonna do the shit no goddamn way.
So do they do? So do your kids?
We don't do that. My wife told me stop talking about the whole.
Oh, okay, my bad. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna bring up the old bitch.
But I will say my children are very well taken care of, and all their mother are amazing, and I have the best wife on earth. We'll see y'all next week, man.
Wait. Yeah. I do want to give some shout outs real quick.
Go ahead.
Gotta get E-Pages right. Okay. So I want to shout out Tanisha for my braids. Y'all might have seen them last week. But I want to shout her out. Her Instagram is crowned. Damn, I thought I took pictures. Dang, I messed up y'all.
You good?
Okay. Damn, I took screenshots. I don't know where my screenshots at. Oh, there they go. Okay.
Ball. I'm not acting. She getting it right for you, Bean.
Okay. So I want to give some shout outs before we get out of here. Okay. Shout out to Crown by T. On Instagram is Crowned. BY_TEE. Shout out for these braids. She done did hook me up on my braids. I also want to give out shout out to
I'm tripping. My bad. That shit would not go out. My bad. I was not being disrespectful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I want to give a shout out, y'all, before we get out of here. To T. She did these braids. I love them.
Yeah, they fine.
You see the
I can't afford you, but
it's
they fine.
It's the details for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
her prices are good. But
how long did it take her to do that?
It didn't take her but like about 2 hours. It didn't take long at all. And then they long, y'all. Yeah. They come all the way down.
She just wanted to stand up.
I did.
Yeah, she did. Everybody come on the show wants to stand up. So that word got by it. But, now, I want to stand up, but I want to feed the camera. Go ahead.
You're stupid. But you can find her on Instagram, crowned_TEE. I also want to give a shout out to Hello Mello, Instagram, Hello_Mello, MELLOOO for my lashes. Mm-hmm. Just keep my lashes on point. You can also find her on Instagram, is Beauties Blink Mink. And finally, my shirt from Humble. You heard of him before? Humble Boulevard?
Oh, I heard it before.
Yeah, so I got my shirt from Humble Boulevard on Instagram. It's Humble, BLVD. And he just has a lot of, like, he does clothing, shoes, accessories, like socks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So just want to give him a shout out.
Clean, okay. Now, since we're doing, I want to give a shout out. Shout out to everybody that supports Allison West J Media.
Yes.
All those 307,000 people viewed content on Allison West J Media last month. You know what I'm saying? We want to thank y'all so much.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? For coming and creating this. Y'all creating this shit. So don't think I'm just doing this shit. Like, why did they keep it? Hey, more I post, the more y'all watch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get my followers up. Because y'all coming watching this shit, but you're not following
it. What's
you
that
know?
About?
They hate. They mad to be. But we're going to see y'all next week. Oh, right. We got coming. Don't worry about it. But oh yeah, don't worry about it. Shout out to everybody support us. Coco, you got anything you want to leave them with?
No, peace, love, and
soul. You know what I'm gonna say? Glenwood been good, bitch.
Bitch.
See you next week.
Right.
Yeah, that was dope. How y'all think that was? What's up? This your boy Asim Where's Your Media.
This Coco's World.
Hey, stay tuned for our new show dropping. You know what I'm saying? The media show. This week we didn't have no guests. We decided to give y'all some of our personality. Yeah. So look out for that. Coco is the best co-host in the world.
Oh.
And we don't even need nobody.
And I love my host, Biggs.
Yeah, thank you.
Y'all
thank
tune in.
Biggs and Coco. Yeah, Biggs and Coco, media show. Glenwood being good.
Bitch.
I like that.